Welcome to the Eileen Marks Podcast. With the heart to engage with women on the reality of life, the good, the bad, and the not so flattering, Eileen will explore all things women, discussing issues all women face with truth, reality, and rawness. Eileen will cover topics like marriage, parenting, emotions, health, and spirituality. Join Eileen and special guests as they explore the God-given influence women have in the world.
Do you want to know how to win in your marriage? Well, I learned this simple yet very challenging concept 12 years into our marriage. Victor and I were in a relentless cycle of arguing. Anything and everything would set us off and ignite a battle that neither of us wanted to be in, but we were there. If we were honest, we didn't know how to get out of it. How could this be? We were both Christians. We loved God. We followed Jesus, and we tried to love one another in our heart of hearts. We were even sharing our faith daily at our karate school. Here's what we didn't know, and that was working against us. We were fighting battles with one another while giving in to the whispers of the real enemy, the enemy of our souls, Satan, and his cohorts. The devil is an opportunist, and not only waits for opportunities to take God's children out, but he uses their ignorance as one of his greatest tools and weapons against us. God's word tells us that though we walk in the flesh, we don't war according to the flesh. In other words, yes, we are flesh and blood and we live in the flesh, but the battles we face and fight cannot be won by using our fleshly weapons, words or fists or our intellect and even manipulation. In order for us to win these battles, these conflicts and challenges and even disagreements, we must lay down our fleshly weapons, our tongues, our fists, our anger, and our pride to see what's behind the actual attack. What's fueling these feuds? What's driving us to be the need to be right and to be heard? It's so simple and yet so complicated. What's driving us is our pride. When we feel accused or misused or misunderstood, we naturally fight back and we get into this ugly stance of, I'm not giving in. We bow up, and most of the time we open the door for the enemy. We resist humiliation. We dig our heels in and come against our spouse as, how dare they say that to me? Or how dare they do this or expect me to do that? When we give in to this prideful behavior, we actually play into the enemy's hand and allow him to drive a wedge between us. We invite him to fuel our pride and anger and demand our way. We may even start this conversation in our heads. It's either going to be my way or the highway. I actually remember thinking that. If we stay in this state, it's only a matter of time before that wedge becomes a canyon that has separated the two of you with seemingly no way back. But here's the truth. Here's the good news. And this is what helped us get out of these nasty, relentless cycles of anger and bitterness towards one another. First, we needed to recognize that the battles we were in were being sparked and fueled first by our pride and then the enemy. He was taking advantage of our ignorance and fanned to full flame with accusation, whispers, and thoughts that were hurtful and hateful against one another. Second, we needed to resist our pride, resist the thoughts, how dare he or how dare she. When we put our pride aside and stop demanding our rights, we can see each other and our true hearts towards one another. And third, when we started praying for one another and against the wicked one who was coming at us, we started seeing the real enemy of our marriage and even more, our souls. Victor shared with me one time during those relentless times of the battles we were in that the Lord showed him one night that there were demons surrounding me. there was like a horde of them just trying to overpower me and oppress me. And that Victor had to start praying for me to be free from these demons that were just attacking me. He told me this changed how he saw the things going on in our marriage. And then this scripture opened my eyes and how we were dealing with things. And it was when I shared with you earlier. And I remember very clearly sitting on my couch, reading the Bible, and this scripture. It's, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. The Lord showed me right there that the battles that Victor and I were in were not just us. We had to pull down these strongholds, the thoughts and accusations that were warring against God's thoughts towards us, and bring these right to Jesus. These thoughts and accusations could not stand against the truth and what God's thoughts were. Both Victor and I are precious to God, and his thoughts towards us are always good and full of love and hope. The enemy had tried to tell us just the opposite. This is where we started having victory. We started rejecting the lies and accusations against one another and started speaking the truth. When we apply this simple truth, it started changing our relationship. When we recognize the opportunities that we are unwillingly giving to the enemy through our pride and selfishness, and shut the door and humble ourselves, we can have victory over these battles every time. When we get these thoughts, we stop and pray. We pray for our heart and our pride to take a back seat, and we pray for our spouse to not give in to those harmful thoughts and accusations, and to believe the truth of what God says and how he sees us. We humble ourselves, we submit to God, and we watch the enemy flee every time. I'll leave you with this. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's James 4:7. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We'd love to stay connected with you and invite you to the conversation beyond this podcast. You can check out more of the work Eileen is doing around the world with her husband, Victor, at victormarks.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all linked in the show notes. Be sure to drop us a comment in the review section if today's show has impacted you in any way, or if there's anything you'd like to hear more of. We're always encouraged to hear from you. Thanks for spending your time with us. Until next time.